All right, so we're diving into this research report on the Spanish tech services scene,
Okay.
specifically marketing and sales.
Right.
Now,
Yeah.
before you think, why should I care?
Sure.
That's me. This isn't about geography.
Yeah.
This is about the future of selling, period.
Yeah.
We're talking AI,
Yeah.
economic turbulence, and how the heck marketing and sales can actually work together
Right.
instead of, that whole throwing things over the wall approach.
It's fascinating how this report, despite being hyper-focused on Spain, ends up reflecting global trends in a way that's incredibly relevant to anyone in business today. It's like they've bottled the anxieties and aspirations of selling in a world that's changing faster than we can refresh our news feeds.
And speaking of anxieties, this report does not sugarcoat things.
Right.
The number one concern for tech sales teams over in Spain,
Yeah.
inflation.
Which makes total sense, right? Inflation throws a wrench into everything.
It really does.
Suddenly, pricing conversations become way more delicate. Clients are hesitant to commit, and those sales cycles, they stretch on like a flamenco performance that just won't quit.
Oh my gosh.
It's no wonder these businesses are feeling the pressure.
Oof. That deal in limbo feeling is universal.
Absolutely.
But there's a glimmer of hope here.
Okay.
The report hints that inflation might be settling down a bit, which could mean a little more wiggle room in those budgets as we head into 2024.
Okay. And
Everyone cross your fingers for that one.
absolutely, a little economic relief would be welcome news for everyone. But here's where this report takes a fascinating turn. It seems those anxieties around inflation are pushing businesses to adopt new technologies. And I'm not just talking about fancier spreadsheets.
Do tell.
We're talking AI. And not just in the way you might think. The real story here is how salespeople are using AI to actually become more human in their approach, not less.
Oh, I don't know. That's intriguing. How does that even work? Isn't the fear that robots will take over the sales floor?
But think about it. In our hyper-connected world, genuine human interaction, that personal touch, it's more valuable than ever. Buyers are drowning in information, bombarded with generic pitches. They crave authenticity, personalized experiences, someone who actually gets them. And AI surprisingly helps make that happen.
So instead of replacing salespeople, AI is actually freeing them up to build those relationships.
Exactly.
Whoa.
The report found that using AI for those routine tasks like data entry or scheduling can free up a significant chunk of a salesperson's day, sometimes as much as 2 hours.
Wow.
That's 2 hours that could be dedicated to understanding client needs, crafting tailored solutions, building trust, all those essentially human elements of a successful sale.
That's huge. It really flips the script on the whole robots are coming for our jobs narrative. It's more like robots are coming to help us be better at our jobs, especially the parts that require a human touch.
Precisely.
Interesting.
It's about leveraging technology to enhance our strengths, not replace them. And this report dives into another fascinating aspect of that, marketing and sales alignment.
Okay, so marketing and sales alignment, it's the holy grail, right? Everyone's chasing it. But does anyone actually achieve it? What does this report have to say about that?
Well, the report highlights a really interesting statistic. It found that a whopping 73% of tech businesses in Spain believe a shared CRM system is key to better marketing and sales alignment.
73%.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it really underscores how critical it is to get those teams on the same page, especially in this climate where everyone's feeling the pressure to do more with less.
Exactly. And it's not just about throwing tech at the problem either. The report emphasizes a more holistic approach to alignment, focusing on three key strategies.
Oh, I love a good three-point play. Lay it on me.
So first up, shared goals.
Okay.
Seems obvious, right? But often marketing and sales teams are working towards different objectives,
Right.
which creates friction and inefficiency.
Yeah.
The report suggests that aligning those goals around a common purpose is paramount.
Makes sense. You're both rowing the same boat. Might as well be aiming for the same destination.
Second, a unified buyer persona. Both marketing and sales need to be crystal clear on who they're targeting, what their needs are, what their pain points are. This shared understanding is crucial for creating messaging and experiences that resonate.
It's like that game where you try to draw a picture with someone, but you're not allowed to see what the other person is drawing. If you don't have that shared vision, you end up with a very abstract interpretation of, say, a cat.
I love that analogy. And finally, The report stresses the importance of regular check-ins between marketing and sales teams.
Okay, so more than just those awkward hallway encounters where you try to avoid eye contact.
Precisely. We're talking about structured, meaningful communication where both teams can share insights, feedback, and strategies.
Okay.
It's about breaking down those silos and fostering a culture of collaboration.
So it's not just about playing nice. It's about building a system where those teams can actually support and learn from each other.
You got it. And the report suggests that this level of alignment is crucial for not only navigating challenges, but for actually seizing new opportunities.
Because when those two teams are in sync, they can move faster, adapt quicker, and ultimately be more successful.
Exactly. They become a well-oiled machine ready to pivot and innovate as the market demands. It's fascinating to see how this report ties those themes together, from the pressures of inflation to the potential of AI, and then this crucial need for marketing and sales alignment.
Yeah, it's like they've created this roadmap for not only surviving, but actually thriving in this complex business landscape.
Right.
There's so much to unpack here, but I keep coming back to this idea of using technology like AI to enhance that human element of sales.
Right.
It feels like a paradigm shift. It really does feel like we're at this crossroads, you know? Like tech can either pull us further apart or actually bring us closer together. And this report seems to suggest that the Spanish tech sector is leaning into that human connection even as they're embracing these new technologies.
It's a refreshing perspective, isn't it?
Mm.
Because we often hear about AI and automation in this kind of cold, transactional way. But what this report highlights is the potential for using those tools to actually deepen relationships, to create more personalized and meaningful experiences for buyers.
Which, let's be honest, is what we all want, right?
Yeah.
Whether we're the ones selling or the ones buying, nobody wants to feel like just another number on a spreadsheet.
Absolutely. And that's why this report has given me a lot to think about. It's not just a Spanish story, and it's not even just a tech story. It's a story about the future of business, about finding that sweet spot where human ingenuity and technological innovation work in harmony.
It's like that old saying, it's not about the tools, it's about the craftsman.
Yeah.
You can have all the fancy gadgets in the world, but without that human touch, that empathy, that understanding, it's all for nothing.
I couldn't agree more. And I think this report leaves us with a really important question to ponder. As technology continues to evolve at this breakneck pace, how do we ensure that we're using it to enhance those human connections, not erode them?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And one that I think we're all going to be grappling with for years to come. But hey, at least this report gives us some clues and the bit of hope that maybe, just maybe, we can get this whole tech human dance right.
I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
And after diving deep into this research, I'm feeling pretty inspired to go out there and find even more ways to use technology to build bridges, not walls.
I love that. Well, on that inspiring note, I want to thank you, and of course thank you for joining us on this deep dive. It may have started in Spain, but it's clear these insights have global implications. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those human connections strong.